Bad news, everyone, I'm afraid. Okay, let me explain. I'll give you a little history of what exactly has happened. Last year, I bought a pair of Shure SE 535 headphones. Absolutely the most lovely things that you'll ever stick between your head. They are lovely pieces of audio equipment, little in-ear headphones. Absolutely wonderful. They do, however, come with a minor drawback, and that is that they kind of cost a £450. But other than that amount of money that they cost, they're great. Absolutely awesome. So yeah, I bought a pair of those, admittedly for much less, because I bought them from eBay and they got imported. Weirdly, I'm still getting emails from FedEx to tell me to pay my import duty. And I have paid my import duty, £9, FedEx. However, I'm not paying your £10 admin fee. One, because it's stupid, because it's more money than the import duty. And two, so I lost a pair of those headphones on a rail replacement bus service last year around November. And, I cried for quite a lot. So I reverted back to a bright pink pair of Shure SE 115s that I'd been wearing before that. They were all right. They're just a bit bright pink. And they lasted another year. And I actually ended up losing, after I went back to my old pair of headphones, I ended up losing them as well about a week or three later. So I had to buy another pair, which is even more humiliating. It just kind of proved that I end up losing everything. I still don't know where those actually went. I reckon I probably left them out of a car or something like that. So very recently I decided I know what I need, another pair of expensive headphones, particularly the ones I had beforehand that I ended up losing on the bus. So I saved up some more money, did some more work, and lo and behold, I end up buying these headphones again. And I'm all very excited, and I'm saying to myself, right, I am going to keep them on my person at all times. I'm never going to lose them. They're not going to leave my sight ever, apart from at night when I have to close my eyes and take the occasional snooze for all of 28 seconds. And I am not going to make the same mistake again. What happened today? Well, I didn't lose them, which is, I kind of proved that to myself. I wouldn't lose them again, but I did kind of attempt to change the olive tips. They've got these foam olive tips, or these black tips on the top of them, and they're very tight. They're very, very, very stiff, very tight tips. They you know, no matter squeezing, loosening, twisting, pulling, turning, squeezing, I said squeezing, and that no amount of that would adjust them for me to take them off. And what ends up happening next is they the nozzle snaps off on the left headphone. And you know how when someone dies, you get that kind of cold sweat, or something really bad happens, you get a really... It was like someone had punched me in the stomach. Same kind of feeling, really bad. I jumped over to Shure, and now they're telling me that because I bought my headphones from Amazon, I won't be able to get a warranty replacement. Unless, of course, Amazon prove that I had bought them from a genuine seller. And I bought them from Amazon directly, and I'm assuming they're a genuine seller because it says it on their website. So I'm going to have to prove it to them now in some sort of statutory rights generation game. So this is going to be a massive, long battle. That, or their optional way out, is I buy an entire replacement for that headphone. Nothing wrong with the internal bit, it's just a bloody bit of plastic, and that will set me back £190. Oh, God. £190. Oh.